T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. I don't think I'm getting carried away with expectations for the Eagles because I had them in 9 wins in the playoffs as the third wild card before the season even started. But obviously expectations have risen for many, and I think that's fine after that performance because, to me, it's warranted. John thinks people are getting carried away. That's cool. We'll take the calls and see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Mike in Norristown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Go.
Hey, buddy. Mike.
Yeah, my expectations are the same. Like I said before the season started, I thought they'd be a 10-win team because of the schedule. I'm not going off the Atlanta game. Atlanta, I think they're going to be a 3-win team. I think our big test will be – I think we beat San Fran. Our big test will be when we play Dallas. But I think they're a 10-win team. They could win the division if Dak gets hurt. But if Dak stays healthy, I think that they will have the division over the Eagles.
They might. I mean, that's certainly possible, Mike. But I'll tell you what, boy, oh, boy, 2 big losses for them right out of the gate. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence, who has been their best defensive player for a decade, and Lyle Collins, who's an outstanding offensive lineman.
Yeah,
that's a lot of firepower to lose this early in the season.
I think they beat the Chargers this week.
They might, but between the Chargers game for Dallas and the Eagles game for Dallas, they're in a little bit of a precarious spot there. Now, Dak looks better than he ever has. Their young wide receivers and Amari Cooper, who's now probably in the middle of his career, look like they're outstanding players. But tell you what, man, their defense stinks. I'm telling you, their defense is going to cost them games, even though Dak is going to light it up.
We can't say that they're going to stink yet. I mean, they did play the Super Bowl winners. I mean, and Zeke can't give up on him yet either.
Thank you, Mike.
No, but to be clear, I said the defense stinks. I didn't say Dallas's team stinks. I said Dallas's defense.
Their defense might not stink. They played the Super Bowl champions. I hate Dallas with a passion. I hate sticking up for them.
Yep.
But they played Tampa. We got to see how they do against San Diego this week. They could have a good game.
I agree. It'll be a window into what they've got. It's absolutely true. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Mike right now in Holland. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, so I'm in the school of a little bit high expectations. Again, let me preface, like everyone else is saying, thrilled with what I saw Sunday. However, the jury is still out for me with Sirianni and Gannon and all that. They showed me a lot week one, and I was very happy with that. But again, repeating what everyone else is saying, Atlanta absolutely stinks, and they will be a bottom five team. This week is going to tell me a lot. If they go and they beat the Niners, then I'm on a record of 6-7 wins, and I'm sticking with it because of the young coaching staff and the schedule that they have. I will be the first one
to call in
6 or 7 weeks if we're in the running for the division all and say, hey, I was way wrong. But that I'm sticking to that right now.
Okay, you're not there yet. That's fine.
Mike, I think we're in the same boat. I'm very encouraged, very excited about this season. I was dreading the way things might look, and those fears were, allayed. I feel so much better about everything. This group, we're going to be well coached. We're going to be put in good position to defeat teams schematically. I love that. I still don't think we have the personnel necessary to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the personnel thing too. But I sort of changed my tune a little bit on that because of the O line and the D line. I think are stout, and I think that's where games are won. Obviously, linebacker questions, the secondary still a question, but it's all going back to coaching. Sirianni and his staff, and because they're unknowns, and we know the other guys in that. You know, we know McCarthy and you know, Rivera, and you know, we know what they're going to do for the most part. There's a track record.
Appreciate the call. Doesn't mean Mike McCarthy's better than Sirianni. Now, I agree with the caller to say Sirianni's unknown. I mean, we got a little bit of knowledge based on last week. But, yeah, I mean, we don't have a ton of knowledge on Sirianni in a sense of what he'll be. But, you know, it's entirely possible he'll be better than Mike McCarthy, who is, I think, often regarded as not one of the upper echelon coaches in football.
You could just say he's a bad coach.
That's what a lot of
people, I mean, he is.
That's what a lot of people say. I mean, Mike McCarthy had the kicker last week kick a field goal that was like 60 yards. That you know, now Tom Brady wasn't able to score at the end of the half to make the other team, you know, feel the pain of it, but I thought it was, in the moment, a foolish decision. I just thought it was a dumb decision. 215-592-9494. Hey, we have to give away today a pair of tickets to the Phils and the Orioles. This game happening on Monday. It's a Hatfield Phillies Franks Dollar Dog Night. For tickets, you can visit phillies.com. We will be headed down as a show for that game. And looking forward to hanging with a whole bunch of our listeners. Going to be a group of about 30 of us down there. Should be a great time for the game on Monday night. Looking forward to meeting people and renewing relationships and friendships with a lot of our listeners. John, a happy birthday goes out today. 65 years old now. Now, he would really, really, really be magical if David Copperfield could find a way to reverse the aging process and be like a 35-year-old instead of a 65-year-old. But today he turned 65, and he obviously is, in a modern sense, one of the more magical people in modern day. Curious, John, from you, from Seltzer and everyone at 215-592-9494. Talk to me today about something magical. Who's magical? Like a who? Like David Copperfield? What's magical? It can be a, you know, a concept. It can be a feeling based on, you know, something you experience. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to put words in people's mouth. You come to the table, tell me what hits you. But I'm open-minded today for something that's magical, who or what. John, when you think of something magical or who magical, what hits you?
This is just a what.
Okay.
And a crystal ball is magical.
Yep.
I don't know if there are really crystal balls. Like, I don't – I've seen, like, glass orbs that seem like they might be called crystal balls.
Yep.
I just think a crystal ball is, there's something about that concept that is kind of magical.
It evokes a certain feeling from you when you see it. Now, it might not work.
Yeah.
Like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, you got that guy down the road from Dorothy, and, you know, it was like a scam. I mean, the guy's like trying to say he's like,
yeah,
like the local town, I can look in the crystal ball and tell you your future. But,
yeah.
But it like, I don't think it was.
But even if it's not magical, it is kind of neat.
It is neat.
And it evokes something.
It's nice to feel swept away even if it's not real. And I think a lot of the answers we'll get today will be things that aren't real, but they evoke an emotion. James, give me something magical.
Yeah, I'm taking it off the board. I think it's unbeatable. It is a perfect answer, and I will use a little audio to tell you what's magical.
Okay. Al Horford's eyes are magical.
Al Horford's eyes! Winning answer!
That's so ridiculous.
They are.
Al Horford's eyes.
Doe-like.
As John, a couple years ago, just loved those eyes. Look, a lot of ways to go here. I'm going to go to a movie, but it's not just the movie. It's the concept within the movie. And we saw it in a Major League Baseball game recently. It's Field of Dreams. It's everything from that. So it can be real life. It can be fictional. In this case, this is an unusual one. This is fiction brought to life. Like the actual,
it was amazing when they brought it to life earlier this season.
Yeah, I mean it's an actual feel now,
and it felt magical.
Yeah. Now, do I think Joe Jackson actually walked? Do I think Ray Liotta's father in Field of Dreams, dead guy actually appeared in real life? No, I don't. I get it. It's movies. It's Hollywood, but it gives you a feeling of magic. It gives you a feeling of something greater than what we commonly experience in society. Hit us up here, 215-592-9494. What's magical? Who's magical? Best answer by the end of the show, whoever says that answer, that person will join us at the Phillies game Monday night. To the phones, let's talk to Will right now in Northeast Philly. Hey, Will.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, Will.
Fantastic.
Oh, man, y'all the best show in business, man. I got to keep saying that, man. I really do. And I like to get my man.
Well, hold on, Will. I appreciate that. Do you think we're better than the Sopranos?
than The Sopranos?
Well, you said we're the best show. I'm trying to feel like...
Hey, listen, I'll give you guys a try.
I mean, I don't know, man. I think we hang in there, but The Sopranos...
Let me tell you something. Y'all same thing as The Sopranos. Y'all touch a lot of people and make them always tune into y'all.
Well, thank you,
How about that?
And I'll tell you, we're not going to fade to black at the end, all right?
Yeah.
All right, look, I just wanted to say real quick, man, you know, the hype is like this, right? Just take this concept into consideration. All the fans is like a kid at Christmas waiting to open that gift that they always wanted, right? And then they open that present and they finally get what they wanted for Christmas.
Yep.
So, like, right now, we've been waiting so long since McNabb to have a quarterback that can show us leadership and maybe can lead us. But let me say this also. From day one, I've been saying that this guy, he's something special. And, you know, a lot of people is now, after I didn't say it first, not saying it like that, but I'm comparing him to how McNabb is. Like, I mean, I see the same type of, you know, player in a way. You know what I mean? The leadership is like the strongest thing that you could bring to a team. And when your team respects the quarterback, they're going to fight harder for you. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing is, I just, with the coaches, prepare for your opponent. You know what I'm saying? If you know this is a running team, make them one-dimensional. Make them pass the ball. If they a passing team like Kansas City, shut the pass down, man. Make them run. You know, and then if they go and get the little ding and dunks, you know what I mean, let them beat you like that. And last with Brady, control the clock. You got to look at all these things to beat these teams, man. Dig deep into the playbooks and figure it out. We can do it.
A lot of different parts to it. I think the Eagles can do it. Give me something magical, Will. What do you got?
Hey, man, it may be a little far-fetched, but I'm going to go into biblical. How about Jesus?
Jesus. Now, John, we're going to have to make a ruling here. A lot of times we do not go down the religious road because it is something that is very difficult to judge. You don't really know what's real and what's not. Everyone has their personal opinion based on faith or not. You also get conflicting religions. Oh, my religion's better than yours. No, my religion's better than yours. So I don't know what we're doing.
It is, yeah.
Maybe we should have taken all biblical references off the board prior to going to the first call there with that one.
I think it's a good answer. I think we might have to, you know, shy away from it, though.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just know that if I vote against Jesus, it's not because I want to vote against Jesus.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, because someone could say the Holy Spirit. So now I, as a Catholic, as a Christian, one caller says Jesus, one caller says the Holy Spirit, one caller says God. What am I to do? See the conundrum here?
Yes.
Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the Holy Trinity. At least, as we know it, of course, in the Catholic faith. Let's go to Ron and Monco. Ron, you're on WIP.
Hammer.
What's up, Ron?
Richie.
What's up?
Quick question for Richie. How big was your bluefin?
Well, we weren't able to put it in
the
boat.
Did you land one?
It was estimated to be over 100.
No,
no, it was.
I caught y'all
over
six, bigger than that.
Over 600. Pounds.
Oh, 600? That's nice. Okay.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ron, can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Are you the most famous grad from your school?
I got thrown out of that school.
You got what?
They tossed me. The only reason they kept me in that school was for sports. Okay. Then they couldn't take me anymore, so they cut me loose.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm just saying, we were trying to figure out yesterday if I'm the most famous grad from my college, and I just figured I
athletically, and with the girls I was, but other than that was it.
Look at you, Ron, a young Rod, out on the dance floor.
Has been.
All right, Ron, talk to the Eagles. What do you got?
So let me ask you guys an honest question. I want an honest answer from all three of us.
Yep.
Are we not the most manic fan base in the country?
I don't know every fan base, but we have a good portion of it. I get it.
We're up there.
Yep, we're up there.
Are we not manic?
There's some of that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you why we're manic. And I try to explain this to people the year after down in Hard Rock down in Tampa Bay. that they were like, you people are crazy up there. I'm like, no, you don't understand. We're good fans. Our owners, our franchises make us the way we are. I'm going to give you an example of how manic we are, and I can give you a million of them. Does anybody remember Mark Sanchez, the butt fumbler?
Yeah, we remember Mark Sanchez. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what he did the first game he did when he came in?
Yeah, beat the Cowboys 33-6.
He had probably the game of his life.
Yeah, it's really good reference.
Right. And that night he was down. He was down at Geno's. Okay.
I remember.
Shining babies, kissing women.
Yep.
And we were like, we got our guy.
Well, and that one Eagles fan asked Mark Sanchez to eat his French fries. And I've always wondered what happened to that guy. Is he ashamed of himself for giving his French fries to Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, I mean, one manic fan base. And you know what? I'm one of them. I'm not taking anything away from Philly because I know we're great fans. We're just cheated every year. So, you know, I mean, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But now I got the winner.
What?
If I don't win this hammer, this is 100% rigged.
Well, first off, if you do win it, you're sitting three rows away from me at the Phillies.
No,
that's number one, Ron.
He'll be running to get me.
I'm going to give you this slip.
He'll be running to get my soft drink.
Listen, Ron. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. If you win the tickets, Ron. If you win the tickets, I will buy you a minimum of 5 hot dogs.
Wow.
A minimum.
Wow.
Okay.
What is it, dollar dog
night? It is dollar dog
night. Dollar dog.
All right, what is your answer to the question?
The 2017 Fighting Eagles.
Wow. All right, now
pretty good answer, actually.
It is a pretty good answer.
Yes,
now, he also
is.
Almost tripped over himself and said the Fighting Phils.
Yeah.
I also don't love the
pretty close to Phils there.
Really close. I don't love the Fighting Eagles moniker. It's never been used. So from a presentation standpoint, he did a poor job.
As expected.
But his answer is crafty.
Unbelievable.
Speaking
answer.
Of answers, James, you probably remember when that guy offered Mark Sanchez his French fries, right?
Of course I do. Right. That was like a big deal.
Do you think that guy felt shame like 3 weeks? Like, forget 5 years later. Do you think 3 weeks later he felt shame?
No, I think he was just happy he was the guy who offered Mark Sanchez fries. I'll bet you, Joe, he still tells that story to this day. He's hanging with buddies. Hey,
yeah, but,
did you guys know I'm the guy who gave Mark Sanchez the fries?
But, James, it's not as cool as it was that week.
Well, of course it isn't,
lost
but still.
Lost a lot of luster real
still.
Quick. All right. Let's talk to Bob in Springfield. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great, Bob.
As much as it really pains me, it's like it really pains me a lot, but I agree with Joe. You know, I feel great about this team.
Well, first off, Bob, it pains me that it pains you, but that's okay. Go ahead.
And you know what my main reason is? Even though it's only one game, I love our defensive coordinator. I think Gannon is the exact opposite of that bozo that we have for the past 5 years. And I think he's just going to bring the house, and he's going to know when to bring the house. And they just took over that defense, took over that guy. You can tell me Atlanta stinks. I don't care. That's fine. They were on our schedule, and we kicked their butt.
Yep.
And San Fran, yeah, they have a good defense, but Garoppolo, you know, they could put that comedian Janine Garoppolo in there, and I think they'd have a better chance. But,
I like that.
I'm, you know what I mean? I started with 9 and, you know, I'm staying with 9 or 10.
Okay.
And
you got it.
So my magical thing also ties into one thing I wanted to tell you.
Yes.
Or just to suggest to you, starting on Sunday, there's a 4-part, Ken Burns documentary on Muhammad Ali.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah, and you know Ken Burns nails it every time.
Yep.
So my magical person would be Muhammad Ali.
All right, you got it, Bob. Appreciate the answer. That should be a heck of a show, Ken Burns doing Ali. That's a really good one. You know, I don't know if it's going to be a winning answer, but Ali was obviously one of our all-timers. And there was a documentary last night. I saw about 2 minutes. I saw about, actually, 20 seconds. I didn't want to watch it because I do want to watch it. I don't want to watch it midway through. But the Mets documentary that ESPN was hyping in the very little bit I saw yesterday looked really
good. Once Upon a Time in Queens. Yeah, it's supposed to be. I know a bunch of people have already you know, torn into it, and I've heard really good things.
I'm all about these documentaries.
Well, you love the Mets, so it works out pretty well. You know, this is like a haymaker doc for you. Your squad.
I think I went to the game. I think I went to the game in '86 when the Phillies, in a weekend series, prevented the Mets from clinching the division in '80. You might remember the Mets were up like 20 something games. And
you wear your Dwight Gooden jersey.
You are a bad person.
No, it was a Daryl Strawberry jersey.
You guys are both bad humans, but you know.
He had a Kevin McReynolds jersey in the closet, you know, just for those special days. Kevin Elster jersey. He was ready to roll.
Maybe Tim Tuffle.
You know, the Tuffle Shuffle, baby.
Do a deep dive, you guys, man. Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, coming up. A new report out yesterday about Ben Simmons and what's going to happen with him this year with the 76ers. We'll hit that. We'll rock all your calls. Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, the NFL is, as we know, we've been talking about it, it's back. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more. And if your bet does not win, well, then FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. So many ways to go when you consider FanDuel Sportsbook, including a game, there's a game tonight, right? We got the football on Thursday tonight. You can bet that game or any game with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. No feeling like nailing a same-game parlay. So lock in your bet today and do it with FanDuel Sportsbook, where you get up to $10 back if your first bet doesn't, if the bet doesn't win. Hey, if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also claim 30-1 odds on either team to win a huge game this Sunday. Chiefs and Ravens. Chiefs, Ravens on Sunday. Sign up using promo code HAMMER. I say promo code HAMMER to you every single day. Why? Because it gets you the best deal. And I want you to have the best deal when you bet. Promo code HAMMER to bet to win with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.